Sky Carumba, December 11th through 17th, 2022. Mercury and Venus are easier to see at sunset this week. Near the equator, Venus sets an hour after sunset by the week's end. Mercury sets an hour and 25 minutes after sunset. They're both moving about on pace with each other through the northernmost stars of Sagittarius lately. On the evening of the 14th and 15th, that's Wednesday and Thursday, see Venus pass close to Caos Borealis and Mercury close to Nunki. The stars are dimmer than the planets, so if the twilight is still too bright where you are, try a view with binoculars. And as always, when looking at any astronomical objects near the horizon, distant hills, buildings, or clouds can easily block the view, so you might have to take a little trip to somewhere where you have a better view. Caos Borealis means northern bow. It's so named because it's the northern star in the archer's bow. There are middle and southern bow stars. The name Nunki goes back to Babylon. The Babylonians thought this star was the heavenly counterpart to their city named Eridu, which they believed was the first city in the world. No one today is sure exactly what the name meant, though. Saturn continues direct motion in Capricornus. It's high in the western sky at sunset. And Jupiter continues direct motion near Pisces and is near the meridian at sunset. Mars, which was at opposition last week, is rising when the sun sets. It's retrograde and moving toward the Pleiades. A waning gibbous moon passes 1.8 degrees from Pollux on Sunday the 11th. The moon's at apogee on Monday the 12th with a distance of 405,900 kilometers from Earth. The moon's 4.5 degrees north of Regulus on Wednesday the 14th. Last quarter is on Friday, and the moon goes south of the equator on Saturday. You'll see it near Spica next Sunday morning. The Geminid meteor shower is expected to peak in the middle of this week. The meteors are most likely to be yellow, but they do come in other colors. This shower produced only 10 to 20 meteors per hour when it was first observed in the mid-1800s, but it's now considered a major meteor shower, sometimes producing 120 per hour. The moon will be more than half illuminated during the Geminids peak this year, so we probably won't see that many. You can see this shower most of the night, though. You'll know you saw a Geminid if you can trace its path, and it seems to point back to the constellation Gemini. The meteors are associated with an object called 3200 Phaethon. It's a 3-mile-wide rock discovered in 1983 that looks like an asteroid but has an orbit like a comet. Some scientists think it used to be a comet and lost all of its dust after many trips close to the sun. The particles that hit Earth's atmosphere and light up as meteors are dense like rocks, so instead of passing through an old comet dust trail, our planet may be striking pieces of an old comet's rocking nucleus when we see Geminids. Some of you have noticed that every month when the moon is at its farthest north or south, it's farther from the equator. You want to know just how far it will get. It will get up to 28.7 degrees from the equator several times in September and October 2024, and February, March, and April 2025. After that, the maximum lunar declination will decline most of the time for the next 9 years until it gets to around 18 degrees. And for about 9 years after that, it'll go up again. This is part of an 18.6-year lunar cycle during which there are some very high and very low full moons. When the moon's at these places in the cycle, it's said to be at a standstill, even though that term doesn't really make sense. The moon isn't really standing still. The maximum declinations in 2024 and 2025 are during what's called a major lunar standstill. The minimum declinations, like we had in 2015, are part of the minor lunar standstill. It's sort of cute, isn't it, how astronomers have such names for things that aren't really holding still? The sun doesn't actually hold still on the solstice, which we have this month, by the way, and when a planet's said to be stationary, it's really not. These names recall a time, though, when scientists thought that everything up there did move in very different ways than we understand now. It really did seem like the sun was holding still, or that the moon's moving track around the sky was pausing before going the other way. Sky Carumba,